Welcome to the deep dive. Have you ever wrestled with an AI, asked that something really important, only to get an answer that sounds great, but it's just wrong, consonantly incorrect?
Happens all the time, that AI hallucination thing.
Exactly. It sends you down this whole fact-checking spiral. It's a real headache if you need precise info, especially, if you're building something, maybe a founder or just someone needing accurate
That's
insight.
definitely.
So today, we're going to cut through some of that noise. We're looking at something genuinely interesting, a brand new custom tool. It's called Essays by Paul Graham GPT. And our mission, really, for you in this deep dive is to unpack what this thing actually is, why someone built it, and what makes it potentially a standout tool if you value getting accurate cited knowledge fast.
And what's really fascinating here, I think, is that this isn't just, another general AI model.
Right.
This custom GPT, it was built specifically to tackle that exact problem we were just talking about, those made-up
The
answers.
confident inventions.
Yeah, those confident inventions that can just derail your work or waste hours. It's designed to give you clarity, not more noise,
Okay.
making sure you get reliable answers pulled directly from one single authoritative source, Paul Graham's huge collection of essays.
Okay, so let's dig into that a bit more because the genius here seems to be in the constraint, right? The person who created it said they built it because regular GPT models kept, well, hallucinating what Paul Graham might say.
Exactly, making stuff up.
So this custom GPT, it only pulls info from paulgraham.com. That feels like a big shift, doesn't it?
It really is.
It means, like, no summaries from elsewhere, no random interpretations floating around online.
Just cited answers, straight from his writing.
Yeah, straight from his essays. For anyone who's building or strategizing or just trying to understand a concept he wrote about deeply, the precision must be, well, invaluable.
Totally.
And this tool just launched this year, 2025. Seems purpose-built for, as they say, builders who want clarity, not noise.
It truly is. And if you connect this to the sort of bigger picture, this whole approach feels like a potential game changer for trust in AI content.
How so?
Well, think about it. Most large language models, they're basically designed to predict the next word, right?
Right, like statistical parrots, almost.
Kind of,
Yeah.
and that often leads to these answers that sound plausible but are just plain wrong. This custom GPT, though, it's acting more like a highly sophisticated search tool or maybe a curator. It's not making things up, it's searching this huge but crucially finite and known body of work, his essays, to find the answer.
And present it.
Exactly. And it gives you the citation, too, so you're not getting a vague idea of what might be true according to some model.
You're getting what was written.
Precisely, with the context you provided, it fundamentally shifts the AI's role, from
Yeah.
generator to reliable knowledge retriever.
Generator versus retriever. That's a really clear distinction.
And that's a huge development for anyone who needs to rely on the information.
So for our listeners, maybe those already building things with AI, what's the immediate, like, practical upside of a tool like this?
Efficiency and reliability, big time.
Right.
Imagine you're, I don't know, working through a complex startup strategy question or trying to really get the nuances of something Paul Graham wrote about market trends or maybe even a business philosophy.
Okay.
Instead of wading through maybe dozens of articles, maybe getting misleading summaries or fighting with a general AI that might misquote him.
Which happened?
Yeah, it happens. This tool just instantly gives you his actual words with the citation. You basically skip the whole AI headache.
Makes sense. But are there trade-offs? Does being so narrow cause any problems?
Well, the trade-off is its strength, really. Its
Ah.
narrow focus means, yeah, it won't answer questions about, say, the weather today or something completely unrelated. It only knows Paul Graham's essays.
Yikes.
But for those specialized deep dives into that specific intellectual domain, that's not a limitation. That's the whole point.
Got it. So Essays by Paul Graham GPT isn't just a one-off tool then. It really showcases this powerful trend, maybe, developing these highly specialized AIs.
I think so. Designed for targeted, reliable information.
It's a definite move away from the do-everything general models towards something much more precise. A new way, maybe, we'll interact with knowledge using AI.
Indeed. And it leaves you thinking, doesn't it? In this age where we're surrounded by these huge generalist AI models, what does the arrival of these super specific source-bound tools actually tell us about, well, the future of finding information
Yeah,
and trusting it?
that's a big question.
And maybe more importantly for you, the listener, what other specific foundational bodies of work out there, maybe scientific papers, historical archives, specific legal texts, could really benefit from this kind of no-fluff, just cited answers approach?
Yeah, where else would this be incredibly valuable?
And what could that mean for your own learning journey? Especially when you need to get right to the absolute core of what you need to know quickly and reliably, something to think about.